Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with filmmaker, author, and raconteur John Waters. For over 50 years, Baltimore's favorite cinematic subversive has written and directed groundbreaking films such as Pink Flamingos, Polyester, Hairspray, Crybaby, and many others, including Multiple Maniacs, which was recently restored by the Criterion Collection. Today, we're here to talk about five songs that have inspired him throughout his life. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's good to look back, and I think everybody has five songs that made them the person they are today, and it's always the first kind of music you remember when you were young.
Well, what's the first song you got for us?
Well, the first one that confused me was Ain't Got No Home by Clarence Frogman Henry. And I was in the 50s. I was really young, and I heard him, and I loved that he sang like a frog in part of it. And then he said he could sing like a girl. So I thought, oh, it's my first bisexual experience. You know, I thought maybe I realized I was gay then. But then he started singing like a frog, which confused me because I thought, are you sexually attracted to frogs? Am I trisexual? Is there such a thing as a frog queen? I don't know. So it threw me always because he could sing like three people. It was like the three faces of Eve I had heard about. This was the three faces of Clarence Frogman Henry. And Clarence Frogman Henry sang I Ain't Got No Home for many, many years, decades, I believe, every single night in a club in New Orleans.
Well, here's Clarence Frogman Henry singing like a frog on Ain't Got No Home.
I ain't got a mother, I ain't got a father, I ain't got a sister, not even a brother, I'm a lonely frog, I ain't got home, I want you to say it to me, please say it to me.
That was Clarence Frogman Henry with Ain't Got No Home. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Well, Jet Boy, Jet Girl. Here's another song that was sexual because it was really the first and maybe only gay punk rock song. Jet Boy, Jet Girl, I'm going to take you around the world. I'm going to make you be a girl. I'm going to penetrate. I mean, it's kind of a really great song. It's been recorded by many, many people since. Elton Matello, I don't know that he ever had another hit, but this was a great, great song. And in Provincetown, where I live in the summer, Cookie Muller, who was in a lot of my films, she had the first kind of one-night-a-week punk rock party, and they always closed the evening by playing Jet Boy, Jet Girl. I still like punk rock. I'm very comfortable in the punk rock world. It's always been down low on the gay scene. And punk rockers, I think they're all secretly gay. So I just like their attitude, their defiance, and I've always felt very comfortable in the world of punks. And they're still there. That world's still big. I host a big punk rock nostalgia festival every year in Oakland called Burger Boogaloo. That's pretty great. You know, I say to them, we're middle-aged and filled with rage as a joke, and they cheer.
Well, here's a rarity. It's Elton Motello with Jet Boy, Jet Girl.
Around the world, Jet Boy, I'm gonna make and penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl.
That was Elton Motello's 77 single, Jet Boy, Jet Girl. What's the next track you got for us?
Well, I'm Blue by the iCats. I mean, I love Ike and Tina Turner, but the iCats were their backup group, and I think this was maybe their only one. But it was a great song. I used it in my original Hairspray movie. It's the song you did the Dirty Boogie to. It's a song that all the white kids listened to on black radio. And it was kind of the first dirty dancing song. And I remember everybody screaming, gong, 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 yeah, which is really peculiar lyrics when you think about it. And now there's so many different versions of this song. When I hosted that punk rock festival, this Asian women group, the one that was in Quentin Tarantino's movie, they sang it. I'm blue, shooby-dooby. So it's a perfect song for everybody. It's one of the sexiest songs to dirty dance to ever.
Music seems really important for your cinematic work. How do you go about choosing the music that you use for your films?
Well, I turn in the soundtrack with the first draft of my movie. The music in my movies is a narrator. It tells the story, just like Flying Saucer did, that first novelty hit where they told the story by really stolen lyrics from song that came to be known as sampling. I think that was the first novelty record that ever sampled music, was Flying Saucer. And I think I've copied that. I use music to tell the story. Instead of having a narrator, well, instead of that, I put music in where the lyrics tell the story that make the story flow quicker.
Well, here's the Iketts with I'm Blue, the Gong Gong song. That was the Iketts with I'm Blue, the Gong Gong song, as selected by our guest, John Waters. What's the next track you got for us?
One called The Joker by Billy Miles. I don't know that he had another hit either. I heard this song when I was very, very young in a bowling alley where I lived, where my parents took me and all juvenile delinquents hung out, and I wanted to be one so badly. And this one juvenile delinquent played the song over and over and over, and it started to get on my parents' nerves, and I loved him more and more every time he played it. And I loved the song so much, I used it as the theme song when I had a television show that I hosted called John Waters Presents Movies That Will Corrupt You.
You know, so much of this music is sort of off the beaten path, and I think that is an easy way to describe some of your work as well. Are there songs that you would hear on the radio that kind of qualify as classic rock or standards in that way that you react to?
Some. I mean, Ain't Got No Home is a giant hit in the 50s, one of the biggest hit records of all. The other three were not especially hits. Do I dislike hits? No, I can get sick of them, but I much prefer a song that doesn't fit in, that's been forgotten, that's something that I just think is great. Whether it was popular or not doesn't really matter to me.
I've read also that you're a big book collector. Are you also a record collector?
I had lots of records when I was young, and I still have a turntable, but I don't buy new records, and my record collection is great, but they're all in bad shape because I played them all the time. They're not in pristine shape. And all those little things you download are going to just evaporate on your computer or something. You're never going to be able to look at them. You're never going to be able to hold them. You're never going to see the great covers of the art that they have on some of these things. So to me, the packaging is part of it. The same way I still like books. I like to hold a book. I like the cover of it. I like keeping it. I like looking at it.
Well, here's a classic from yesteryear, from 1957, from Billy Miles. It's The Joker.
Beneath his strange disguise, the Joker is crying. Oh.
That was The Joker, in parentheses, That's What They Call Me, from Billy Miles. For the final track, you picked a Christmas song, which I know is something that's kind of close to your heart. What song have you got for us?
Well, I love Christmas, as you know. I have a Christmas touring show. I have a Christmas album out. This was the first track on it. It's called Fat Daddy, and Fat Daddy was the black disc jockey in Baltimore that all the white kids listened to. And when they had Black Day on the Buddy Dean show, which people think I made that up and that was a parody, it wasn't. They really did have it. They called it Negro Day. Fat Daddy was the host. He hosted Negro Day every day on Fat Daddy. So I sort of based the character Motormouth Maybell in Hairspray, a female version of what Fat Daddy was. And he put this song out in Baltimore, and it was a giant hit.
And it's a Christmas song, too. And
yeah.
How does that play into your appreciation of that track?
Well, I love Christmas music. The more obscure, the better. I'm just mad that punk rock ones don't have Christmas songs. I wish the Sex Pistols had sung O Little Town of Bethlehem. You know, I want to push it.
Are there other aspects of Christmas that draw your attention as well?
Oh, I like the lunacy of it. I mean, you can't avoid it. You can't really avoid Christmas. It's coming at you like a locomotive. But the only thing you can't do is ignore it. So I embrace it for all the wrong reasons. It makes people crazy. It makes people nervous. It brings people happiness, but it always brings extremes. So any extremes, I've always been attracted to. So I do a show called The John Waters Christmas where I talk to everybody. If you hate it, love it, how you can get through it, how you can survive Christmas.
Santa Claus. All the kids love me.
That was Fat Daddy, as selected by John Waters, something you can hear as part of his various Christmas shows touring the country. John, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at KCRW.com.
Sure, thank you. You know, maybe I should be a DJ, right? A little late.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to podcasts through iTunes.